Oh my God,
Oh
no,
my
yay. Okay, I'm back. Okay,
God.
good,
Yeah, we're
yay.
back together again.
It
Sorry about
was
that. I really don't know what happened.
funny because it just like I was telling the story and then it just went beep and you left and I thought it had ended, but then I saw that Casey was still on.
I'm furious, but I've returned. I'm here. I'm here.
Okay, well, I had just finished telling the story of like, you remember when I told you how my sister can like, I was like seeing like this thing in the bathroom.
Yeah,
Okay,
the
so I just
man in the shower.
yeah,
Disturbing.
I just finished that one. I was about to get onto the one about the one with the footsteps and the laughter.
And the window.
Yes, that one.
Oh
Okay,
my
yeah. So
God.
okay, so
Literally.
as I was, if I could add like spooky music in here, I'll try and do it. I'll see
Oh
if I
my God.
can. There's an option
Yes.
to do. I mean, I don't know if the app will let me do it like on top of it or not.
I think you can.
I remember
I think you can.
last time I tried to like edit all of them together on like my what's it say? My editing software, because you can upload like online. I can upload like a
Yeah.
video format and it'll take the audio out. So I was like, cool, I can add my sound effects in. But then like the entire thing was gonna be like over a gigabyte and like a half of storage. That's like a lot considering like,
Yeah.
so I was like, hold on. So I didn't. I was like, can't afford it. Sorry, guys. But we'll see. So I was saying, I was sleeping with my dad because my mom couldn't because of the snoring. So like I was eight, I was sleeping in the bed with my dad, and then my mom would sleep because I like my parents' room better. So my parents' room, I woke up randomly. It was 3 a.m. And like I remember it's like, you know how when you wake up sometimes you're like really groggy and you have to like,
Yeah.
right? This wasn't like that. This is like I opened my eyes and I was fine immediately.
No.
And so I kind of attribute that to like, it's like if you wake up from sleep, like when it's all of a sudden, it's like when your like fight or flight is activated, you wake up ready to like fight or flight. And I kind of like, I think that's what like triggered it. Because I woke up fine. I wasn't sleepy. I just opened my eyes and stared at the ceiling and I was like, hold on. And okay, so in my parents' room, along the side, since I said we were on the bottom floor, there is like a little like a staircase that would lead to kind of like a little opening with trees that would separate my apartment complex from the one like a row above it. And so since mine was the bottom floor, the since it was in like an elevated place where you go up the stairs to the little clearing and then you go up to the other apartment complex building.
Yeah.
The bottom floor, so like the large window on in my parents' bedroom, it like gave way to like the sidewalk of that clearing. So basically the sidewalk was like above the window kind of. Like it was like almost like you could see upwards. And then like in that space between the like wall that would lead up to the clearing was like the generators for the air conditioning and stuff. And so my parents have curtains. So I'm trying to like draw a mental image of like
Yeah.
basically it's like if you sit by the window, you would be looking at a wall on the outside, and if you tilted your head up, you could see very well like the sidewalk up top.
Okay.
And so people would walk past that could see their like feet, like their legs from like their knees below.
Yeah.
So it's middle of the night, we had the curtains drawn. So there were obviously in that tree, I could see like the trees, like the shadows of the trees and stuff. And there were lamp posts, so they would illuminate that area. And so I saw, like, I remember I turned my head, and after staring for a few seconds, I saw someone like walking past the window. I just saw the shadow because we had curtains. So I was like, oh, that's kind of weird. But like at the same time, it's like, I mean, people can like be getting like home from a night out, you know? So
Yeah.
I didn't think of that much of it. So the person walked past and I was looking at their knees. They walked past. And then a second later, they backtracked. And I was like, okay, what gives? And so this person like stood. I could see when they turned from the side, they turned forward to face the window. And then they like laid down on the ground, like on their
No.
side. And then no. The weird thing was, I was like, obviously, I was like, what the fuck? But the weirdest thing was that it's like they sunk into the cement. So I was like, what? And so I was, hey, I was like, oh my God, I'm dreaming, but I was not dreaming. Cause I was like, hold on. I was like touching myself to make sure I wasn't dreaming. And like my dad was just snoring away cause he's incompetent and old. And so I was like, and I didn't want to wake him up cause I didn't want to make him mad. So I kind of turned the other way to face the closet. And I was like trying to process what the fuck had just happened. So my entire apartment, it was carpeted. And so you know how you, when people walk on carpet, you can hear footsteps, like you can hear their muffled footsteps, like the crinkling of the carpet, you know what I mean? So it was like 3 a.m. The apartment was dead silent. And so I could, like after that happened, I started hearing like crinkling as if someone was walking across the carpet towards my parents' bedroom.
No.
And I was like, okay, I was like, calm down. Like, it could be your mom coming to like get something. It could be your sister. It could be anyone. Because they were on the other side of the apartment, in my room, in my sister's room. And so I was trying to write it off. I just kind of scooted close to my dad. I was like, it is what it is. And then the thing that set me off was that the crinkling, the footsteps stopped. And then, okay, I used to think this was a joke up until this age.
Yeah.
But throughout the entire apartment, I heard like male laughter echoing. And it wasn't, and so I remember, I know it sounds stupid because it's like, oh my God, that's what happened in the movie. That's not real. And that's what I had thought up until that age, until it happened to me. And it was insane because it's like, it was like the deep booming male laughter that like,
oh my God.
Like it was amused.
Like burn the house down.
I know. I was like, take the entire, throw away the entire apartment complex.
Throw it away.
And so I was like, what the fuck? Because it was like, it was so weird because it, you know, when people laugh, it has an origin. Like you can kind of tell where it's coming from in the house, right?
Yeah.
This didn't have one. It just sounded like it was coming from everywhere at the same time.
No. And
I was like, what the fuck? So I got up, like the stupid little 8-year-old I am. I was like, fuck this shit. I got up.
As you
like,
should.
I ran, like, I carefully walked out of the room and, like, did a quick sweep. Because right outside my parents' room led right into the living room, the dining, it was, like, the living room on the left, the dining room on the right, and then the dining room gave way to the kitchen. And then on the other side of the kitchen was my bedroom. It was, like, the corridor that led down to me and my sister's bedroom.
Yeah.
Okay. So I quickly went on and just turned on the lights. I was like, I'm not fucking with this. I turned on. So as I was heading towards my bedroom. I went on turning on and off lights as I went, right? Nothing happened. Nothing seemed out of the ordinary. I got to my room and I crawled into bed. We had a bunk bed. And then we had this giant like queen size bed that my grandma would sleep on when they visited from Venezuela. That my like relatives would sleep on too. And so that's where my mom and sister would sleep. Because my sister was like 5. And so... They were both dead asleep when I got there. So I just crawled in between them and somehow managed to fall asleep.
Girl.
I know. And that's the only thing that ever happened to me there, I'm pretty sure. But, and then, so, my dad doesn't believe in this stuff, which is hilarious because he loves watching the documentaries about it on, like, the Discovery Channel. He loves watching, like, the documentaries about haunted houses and like them having to bring in priests and shit. Like,
oh, I love it so much.
This man like moved us here, like, for like where we live, right at the edge of my neighborhood, like right at the exit and entry, is literally a cemetery.
No,
and it's hilarious that he watched all of those shows and still moved us here. And like, nothing's ever happened to me in this house, I don't think, other than just like seeing like stuff like out of the corner of my eye, but that's pretty normal. Like, it's never been anything scary. It just kind of, like, maybe a shadow. And, like, okay, the only thing that I ever, like, maybe possibly have done something is, like, sometimes when I've been in my room, like, in my phone at night, like, on it, obviously I'm looking at my phone, but my peripheral vision can see stuff, like, over it and on the sides. And sometimes I just feel like I see like a dark like figure like crawling across the floor really fast, like in front of my bed. But like when I look, there's nothing. So in my head, I'm like, I mean, that could just be literally I have the lights off and the only source of light hitting my eyes is my phone. So that could literally just be like shadows from it, like playing with my eyes. I'm like, nothing's ever happened or anything. But I have had experiences where it's like when I've been falling asleep and I suddenly wake up because I feel as if like something's about to hit me in the face.
Oh, absolutely.
But I've read stuff that said that's just your brain kind of like glitching for a second and like waking you up out of nowhere. I don't know, but yeah. And so after we moved out, so that's what happened to my sister. My sister had always been very like towards the apartment after that. That's what happened to me. And then after we moved out and I told my mom this, she was like, okay, I never, so my mom had something too, which is like, when it comes to my mom, like I was surprised because my parents had always been very much like they didn't seem to believe in that stuff. They would brush it off.
Yeah.
My dad is still that way. But okay, so we've each had something that's happened paranormally wise. So my mom, this is my mom. She, and I told her what happened. And I told her, do you remember when Angelina used to like, you know? And so she was like, so I never talked about it because I obviously, she's like, I'm the parent, so I'm supposed to like protect you guys from this type of stuff. But she told me that one time she woke up in the middle of the night, right? So she, like I said, she would sleep in our room and with me and my sister. And so we were all sleeping on the huge bed. And one night she woke up randomly because she heard like thumping, right?
No.
So she woke up and she turned. So under the bunk bed, like it was funny because the way the bunk bed worked is like you could install like a, it was kind of like a pull-out couch type of thing that you could like
on
the couch and then you could extend it and it would be like a big bed. And so or you could remove it altogether, and my parents had removed it. And under that, it was like the desk where I did my homework, and then I had like a little bookshelf there. And so she turned, because she had her back towards that area. She turned, and there was like a figure. It was like clothed in like a white nightgown.
No.
And it was just knocking books off of the bookshelf onto the ground. And so back then, my grandma, when she would come to visit, she would bring us like little nightgowns for us to wear. So my mom, she like just assumed that it was one of us because we wore nightgowns and the thing was a nightgown. So my mom, my Hispanic Latina ass mom, screams at this ghost.
Oh my God.
Goes, what are you doing? Get in bed. And the ghost freezes. It has its back towards her. It freezes. And then my mom says that really quickly, it like ran like, because it was the, my bunk bed was right beside the door. And it just like, ran towards the door, like out the door and down the corridor towards the kitchen. And she said that in that moment, she realized that it wasn't us because she looked over and we were both asleep beside her.
Goodbye.
And when the thing was like, when it ran, she said that it didn't run, it floated. She didn't see its feet moving.
No.
She said, and so she's like, it went too fast for it to be running. And I was like, what the fuck? And she was like, I never told you, obviously. She's like, she, and this woman, she got up and went after it.
Miss ma'am.
I know, she's dumb. She was like, because I think in her head, she's immediately like, it's not my daughter's. Someone broke into the house. That's what she thought. Right? So she got up and went after it. She turned on the lights. And it was nowhere to be seen.
No.
And so, yeah. And so that's my mom's thing. And she was like, she said, she was like, I never told you about it, obviously, because, you know, I didn't want to freak you guys out while we were living there. And she said, she was like, when I looked into the, like, the history of where the apartment complex, the neighborhood was built.
Yeah.
She's like, I could find very little information about it. But she's like, the little bit that I did found, it would claim that they thought it was like built on top of a cemetery.
Oh my God.
So that was fucked up. And then basically that's like, that summarizes that. And then as for my dad, like I said, he's very like disbelieving in that stuff. But the one time, the one thing that ever happened to him was, and this was creepy. Okay. So we were, when we were house hunting to buy a house for or buy our first house, we were obviously looking at different houses. Yeah, we were looking at different houses. And so we went to this one house and it was huge. It was like a 5-bedroom. It had like a, communication system between the two floors.
Oh my god!
Yeah, like it was like you hit a button, and there was like a control panel in the kitchen, and you could hit a button there, and it would like telecom into the top floor.
Rich.
And it was just, it was insane. Like the house was huge. It had like a, like, you know how when you, some houses have like the wraparound kind of ledge that goes around the top floor. That's really cool. I think it's really cool.
Yeah.
And when you would walk in, it was like the foyer was like really nice. And it was just, it was weird because I was like, the house was like surprisingly cheap. Like it was way cheaper than it should have been given the size and stuff. Right?
Goodbye.
And so I know that was the first red flag. And so my sister and I were running around looking at it because we were like, oh, it's really cool. It's really big. It's really nice. The backyard is cool. And like, so my mom liked it because it had like a lot of little things like that. Like it was an old house. Like, so my mom was like, I like the kitchen is big.
Big old house.
Yeah. Like I was like, hello. I think she was excited. She was like, oh, ding, ding, ding. And my dad, like I said, he's very like, he doesn't believe any of this stuff. He thinks it's all dumb. And like, he kind of told her afterwards, he kind of like, when we were looking at the rooms and stuff, my mom went up there and the realtor was like on the phone. She got on the phone because she got a call. My dad went up there and like grabbed us. And he was like, he looked at my mom. He was like, I know you really like this house, but I'm not going to lie. The second I walked in here, I got a really bad feeling. And so, obviously, that set my mom off because my dad is very anti-paranormal stuff. So the fact that he felt something off, even when he doesn't believe in that stuff, was kind of like a red flag. She was like, okay, we're good. We don't have to get this one. We can go to the next house. And I don't know. That's the only thing that ever happened with my dad. And I was just like, I don't know. It was really, it was a big thing for me because, like I said, he didn't believe in any of it. So it's like whatever was in the house was not good.
It's very like paranormal stuff. Like having it happen to you or like witnessing it happen is one thing, but it's a whole nother level type of scary or freaky when someone who continuously like laughs at you or makes fun of you for believing that.
Yeah.
Or fully makes it known they don't believe it. And then they're like, I'm getting bad vibes, or like I'm feeling something here. It's the thing because it's also
like dads, you know how dads are really prideful in the sense that it's like when everything else goes to shit, they're the ones who will stand, you know, and like be the protector or like be the one who's like get your shit together, it's fine. And the fact that he was scared, and especially like foreign fathers, like they're very prideful. So the fact that he admitted to it immediately was what really like made me scared. And I was immediately like, let's go. Never mind. Don't like it here.
Let's leave.
Yeah.
Let's burn it down on our way out.
Yeah. And so I don't know if the house ever got sold, but I don't know. It was just, it was so creepy. I was like, I can't believe my mom was really about to try and get us to move into a fucking like a white person. She was about to overlook the entire thing and be like, all because of the kitchen was big.
Oh, that's my favorite part of horror movies.
I was like, Mom, it's the audio that's like, I don't know what you are ethnically, but you're giving much, very much cracker right now. Like, and so, yeah. And it's just, I don't know, it's weird, but I love, like, listening to it and, like, for example, obviously BuzzFeed Unsolved, it's like, I got into it, like, immensely because it's just so interesting.
I love BuzzFeed Unsolved.
I love the boys, and it's like, I think one of my favorite episodes is the Annabelle episode because Shane just does not give a fuck. And the fact that he was like, if you're going to kill me, turn off the flashlights. And the flashlights turned off immediately after he said it. And this man just went, okay. I was like, hold on. Hold on.
He was like, sir.
I was like, you're getting a little too bold.
Honestly, it's my, like, it's my favorite thing. Like, just listen to them, and he's just like, whatever. It's not real.
It's so funny because it happened and, like, before his eyes, and he was just
and he challenges them, like, you remember the Goat Man?
Yes, the legendary.
He challenges them, and it's like, sir, shut your mouth right now.
And Ryan is like, keep me out of your death wishes. Do not include me in this.
Honestly,
But I feel like Ryan's gotten progressively more confident.
He has. I'm very proud of him.
Yeah. And then I remember the Asylum episode.
Oh my god.
That one was hilarious. Ryan like lost it for a second. Like that man was screaming at chairs, like hello. And it's just the way Shane was on the outside and you could hear Ryan screaming inside the Asylum. And
it's so funny.
And I don't know, it's just so funny because I would have been terrified. And then Shane was just walking around in there chilling as if it's nothing.
I would have lost. Take me to an abandoned, supposedly haunted asylum. I will lose my mind.
That was crazy. But yeah, I love watching like documentaries and stuff about it. It's cool.
You all live different lives to me because I can't do that stuff. I can watch scary stuff during the day because then it's like you're safe.
Girl, my favorite part, my favorite thing in the world is going to see a scary movie at the movie theaters at the last showtime.
You're insane. You're sadistic.
And then just walking out into the night. Girl, get into it.
No, thank you.
It's a feeling. It's a feeling.
The only thing you're going to be getting into is a coffin if you keep that up.
I feel like everyone should do that at least once.
I choose life. Yeah. I'm sorry.
That's so scary. Horror movies. You're just weak. I'm just a wimp, I think.
I am too, to be honest. And I'm okay with it. I'm okay with being a wimp when it comes to scary movies. I've never watched any of the Conjuring movies. I love horror movies.
I love scary movies. I think they're really fun. Again, during the day. And usually, I can do it on a night. It depends on how mentally stable I am. If I'm already on the edge, I wouldn't. But I like scary movies. But I am just a wimp. Like, I'm not going to lie to you. When Drea was retelling that story, I was in between getting my food out of the oven. The amount of times I looked over my shoulder to see if there was a little girl in a nightgown.
Oh, my God.
It's so scary. I'm just paranoid. I'm paranoid
constantly. It's like, you know, how when you're like showering and you're like shampooing and you close your eyes.
Yes.
You feel like there's going to.
Oh, I don't get that.
I do.
I to the max. Absolute. There have been times where I'm like doing my hair and like I close my eyes and then I'll hear the door open and I will literally like basically almost pull the shower curtain down like in panic. And it's just my cat. It's just my cat.
Not that. Oh my like, god. I think two things. I'm like, either I am in here showering, shampooing, and my entire family is getting murdered downstairs and I don't even know it. Or.
Oh my god.
It's just Frankie.
No, it's like, and they're gonna like come up here, kill me, and then the police are gonna find me naked. That's like the thing that I'm thinking.
Oh yeah. I've always.
And it's like yeah, and there's a vine that was like, y'all ever get the feeling like when you're showering that your family's getting murdered and you're gonna have to fight this murderer with your titties flying?
Literally, do you remember me talking about like last summer about me taking my walks in the forest like a psycho?
Oh my god. I mean, you were waiting to get either kidnapped or like mauled by something in there.
Honestly, because it's like I've had reoccurring dreams. I don't know what they mean. Someone who's into all that stuff, please message me and tell me what my dreams are about.
I've had all that stuff, Queen.
Oh my god. Hi. Tell me what this means. I've had dreams where where I'm literally like booty butt naked as the day I was born, just in the forest. And then out of nowhere, I'm running from something. But I don't know what I'm running from.
You're just running around. Kick me out in the forest.
Literally. Like, I don't even know how I got there, though. That's the thing.
Just
another day in the life of Cassia.
It's either that or it's like, if I don't open my eyes right now, a demon is going to rip my throat out.
Literally.
The shower demon is going to rip my throat out.
I literally have to calm myself down sometimes. And like,
yeah,
I'll have to be like, you're fine. You're fine.
There's no demon in here. There's no. And then I open my eyes and I'm like, you know what? It's fine if I get shampoo in my eyes. I don't care.
There are times where I've literally convinced myself to the point of like falling in the shower and almost snapping my neck.
Yeah.
Like I've convinced myself that like when I open my eyes, I'm like something is going to be staring me in the face.
Yeah, me too.
Like it's
Oh
not okay.
God, it's terrifying. And it's like I've never watched any of like the scary. I don't watch a lot of scary movies. Most scary things I've ever watched is like a while ago there used to be a show on Netflix, and it was called R.L. Stine's The Haunting Hour.
Yeah.
And it was literally a PG show, and it still terrified the fuck out of me because it was like the jump scares and the suspense building kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So
I used to watch a lot of R.L. Stine stuff.
I was just, I don't.
What was it? It was either third or fourth grade. One of my teachers, they were obsessed with R.L. Stine, and so every day at the end of class, they would play like an episode or whatever from like an art, like, because they were like they had shows and everything, and they would play an episode, and I would literally go home like absolutely like mind fucked, like what the hell did I just watch, like be terrified to open my closet, like no.
It's just like it's insane. Because even now, it's like little things. Like, for example, whenever we're going to bed, my sister always tells me to like shut the closet door
I can't sleep with my closet
completely.
door open. Anyone who can is a psychopath and needs to seek medical attention.
It's just
That's
like little
not
things that
okay.
it's like I don't know. And it's like when we leave, when we pass the cemetery, we always do like the like a prayer just in
Yeah.
case. It's that we just don't fuck with it. It's like there's it's better safe than sorry. Like
Can't sleep with my window open. Especially since, like, have you guys seen my window? I don't know if you've seen my window,
I don't
but
think
it's
so.
like it's ground level and it's like a bay window. So I'm very accessible. Like it's not, I can't.
Oh
Anyone
my
who can,
God.
even when we lived in like a condo and like I was on the fucking fourth floor, I couldn't do it. It's like not.
It's terrifying. And then, okay, the one thing that I will do is like, I did read scary stories. So it's like his reading is much less scarier than like watching it because you don't have to get like, you know, jump scares. You don't have the suspenseful music and stuff.
Yeah.
So I read one when I was back in like eighth grade and it was like a collection of stories and I forgot what it was called, but it was, I think it was called On the Day I Died. And it was like, this kid, he was like 17 and he was driving home in like the rain, and then there's this girl walking along the side of the road completely drenched, and she stops him and she's like, I need to get home or whatever, right? And so like she's
No.
not wearing, like she's carrying her shoes and they're wet and she's like taking them off and they're like belt buckle shoes, right?
Yeah.
So it's like she's old fashioned, she's wearing an old fashioned dress, and he just thinks
Miss
that,
ma'am,
oh,
you can continue walking.
I know, it's so funny. And it's like,
You
but
can continue
it
walking.
was pouring rain. So this kid,
No.
he was like, you know what, I'm not gonna make her walk, I'll just take her home. It's like down the street, it's fine. And
Babe, she got that
so
far. She can continue by herself.
no, but I know what you're thinking, but like the plot twist was, it was like she got in, took her home, and she was like, it's just really cold. And then like so when he got home, she opened the door and she was like, thank you. And she like basically walked towards the house, but kind of walked around it instead of towards the front porch. Did Paige dip again?
I'm gonna strangle her.
Oh my God, you know what? This makes so much sense because every time like we do like a podcast, sometimes it'll just cut off randomly, right? And we have to
Yeah.
do another one. And so now I know that it's Paige's like side of the combo that is causing an issue because when
Again,
it's just
ma'am.
you keep cutting out.
I'm sorry. I don't know what's going on. It's because I think I keep going on other apps and then it's closed. It goes on Tumblr and then it's closed.
Oh, okay. Well, I like go on other ones, but I come back because I'm like, I'm the host, so I can't let it cut off. So anyways, back to the story. So the girl walks around, so the kid gets out of the car to go like knock on the door of the woman who owns the house to make sure
Yeah.
that the girl got in. And he's like, hey, this is, I forgot the girl's name, but he's like, hey, did your daughter, like, make it, like, inside? She went around instead of coming up to the porch. I just want to make sure she got inside. And she kind of looked at him with, like, a knowing look. And she's like, she's like, she left her shoes in the car.
Right? Oh, God.
And so he got out of the car to return her shoes to the mother. And so she was like, she looked at the shoes and she was like, my daughter's been dead for 7 years.
No!
And she's like, she drowned in the lake behind our house. And that's why she was all sopping wet and shit, right? And so she looked and she was like, if you want, you can go put the shoes beside her grave with the rest of them. And so basically, like, he was like, okay. So he kind of rounds the like area, like there's a cemetery, right?
Yeah.
He goes into the cemetery. It's like off of it gives off into like the ocean or whatever, like mm-hmm. cliff. But he goes into the cemetery. And, like, he's looking through the graves, and all of the graves are, like, children's graves,
oh
right?
My God.
Like, nobody there is older than 18.
Oh, God.
And it ranges from, like, really old times, from, like, 1700, 1800s, to, like, 2011, 2012. And
no.
This takes place in 2016, I think. And so he kind of looks through all the graves, and then he finds hers really easily. Because there's just, like, a mound of the same shoes stacked all around the tombstone. And some of them are, like, really old and decomposing and falling apart. And some of them are newer. Mm-hmm. And it's just, like, so he sets them down. And as it turns out, like, so she's gone. He doesn't know where she is. But the vines around, like, the it's like a metal entrance to the... It's like an old cemetery, so it's like metal and like it's rusting, or whatever. The vines, yeah. The door suddenly slams shut.
Oh, God.
Right? And then, like, as he's looking around, like from the tombstones, like ghosts, the ghosts of the children start to materialize. And so basically, each kid, like, none of them want to hurt him. They kind of just, each one individually, you get like you get their first point of view. You like, tells him their story, the story of how they died, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so it goes from the oldest to the youngest, and the stories are insane. Like, there was one kid who she I think it was a girl, she died in a fire saving somebody mm-hmm. else. Like, she saved somebody else, and like basically the house collapsed before she could escape. There was somebody else, there was a kid. He had a teacher who was really, like, mean to him or whatever. She was really old. And then one day she died, right? And so he was very poor. And this was back in, like, 1800s-ish, early 19, I don't remember, because they had to, like, it was a time where they had to put, like, the coffin, they would put it over a huge block of ice before the burial so the body wouldn't start, like, you know, sinking.
Oh, my God.
So it was before they had, like, those refrigerators in the morgue or whatever. And so he snuck in there because he remembered that she had, like, a really fancy, like, bejeweled pen that always wore. And so he was, like, out of spite and also, like, he needed the money. He was going to steal it as a kind of, like, a final fuck you to her.
Yeah.
And so it was insane because he, like, he said when he went into the room, it was, like, he snuck into the morgue, whatever.
Morgue.
It was, like, it was night. What a fucking idiot. Dumb. It was like, because it was so hot, the ice was melting, and it was like the fog of the ice was like floating around the whole room and stuff, making it really eerie. And so, like, he opened the cap, she was dead. And so when he went to grab the pen, it, like, her eyes suddenly opened or whatever.
No.
And, like, it was so freaky because it turns out she was like a witch or something. And basically he, like, passed out, and then when he woke up, he was sitting in the coffin, right? And it was like he could see people coming up to the coffin and like giving their condolences or whatever.
Oh my God.
And then he came up, like his body came up. And if he was like, he was in her body in the casket. So she'd trapped his soul like in her body and switched places with him. Oh, and my so God. Her soul was in his body. And she came up, so him and her and his body came up. And she like said something. She was like, "This is why you should mind your own business, or you shouldn't steal from people, or whatever." And then like he got buried alive, basically.
No, and, like, that's literally my worst fear.
I know, it's insane. And so all these kids were giving all their stories. I think one of the kids died, like the most what's it called? The most recent one, in 2012, died in a car crash or whatever. And like, as it turns out, it was like, he died because she had told him to like I don't know, but it had something to do with like he didn't listen to the girl or whatever, and then he ended up dying in a car crash because that night it was raining as well. So, and so as it turns out, after he got all the kids' stories, he realized that like after he was getting back, his mom called when he was getting back to his car, because after they told him the stories, like each one kind of like faded away. So it was like kind of them, like they were keeping.
Okay, I'm done.
Right. And then like, so he walked in, like after they were done, the doors of the cemetery opened and he could leave. And then his mom called him and she was like, "Oh, one of the bridges has been closed off for like, it's a safety hazard or whatever." So as it turns out, he realizes that the girl had stopped him and brought him back, and the ghost had kept them there because if he hadn't like stopped and like spent that time there and let like the rain kind of pass off, he was destined to die that night. He was going to get in a car crash on that bridge and drive off the side and die. And so she had saved him, and all the ghosts had saved him by like keeping him there while the rain kind of stopped.
Paige,
I don't even know. But now I enjoy knowing that it's her fault every time her call cuts off. And the reason it's not cutting off right now is because we have three people in the call.
I'm going to lose my mind.
It's good to know that every time our call is cut, it's your fault. Because usually...
Whoa, sorry.
Like, now we know. Now you can't blame me. But yeah, but the story was really cool. I really enjoyed it. It was really nice.
Okay, but imagine a bunch of little dead children, basically. They saved you.
They're not children. It's like the youngest one was like 14 and the oldest one was like 18. So they're like preteens, teenagers.
14? That's a child.
I mean, I guess, but it's not like a 7-year-old is what I'm saying. It's like a preteen. And so, I don't know, but I thought the story was really cool. I feel like it would be a really cool movie. And,
And, like, you get, like, little flashback scenes.
Yeah, it was really... Because the flashback scenes is how each story from each kid was told. And I don't know. I just thought it was really cool. I feel like I want to buy it and reread it. Just to, like, you know, have the memories again. And then I never read... I think that's the only scary book I ever read. I did read, like scary, like, haunted, like, Harry fan fictions when I first started reading back and when I was, like, 14. Like, I read one. God. What was it called? It was called Haunted. That one, the cover for that one was sick. It was awesome. But it took place, like, it was cool because it started off with, like, Harry's family basically was rich. It was in the early 1900s, and then, like, some freak broke into the family house and murdered his entire, like, and murdered his parents and then murdered him. Oh. And it was freaky. Like, it was gory. Like, how they murder, like, he basically killed his parents in front of Harry. And then he killed Harry. He, like, gouged his eyeballs out and, like, hung him or whatever. I don't remember.
Oh, my God.
Freaky. It was bad. And, like, the police found him like that or whatever. And, like, that's, like, and then this, after years and years and years, this girl, like, and her dad moved into the house. And Harry is, like, a spiteful spirit that lives in the house and he wants him out. And so he kind of starts tormenting the chick. And, like, when he, like, it starts off with him, like, killing her cat. That was savage.
Oh, my God.
Like, she walks in one day, and her cat is, like his blood is, like, spread all over the wall, and it's, like, nailed to the wall. And it's, like, okay, Harry, you're angry. We get it. But, like, it's, like,
wow. when he first, real angst.
I know. When he first, like, manifested himself for her to see, it was, like, he was really, like, pale, and, like, he was missing his eyes and his, like, eye sockets and, like, like there was like blood dripping down his cheeks from when like his eyes got gouged or whatever. And it's like through the whole story, it's really cool because it's like you kind of see the relationship forming where it's like she's trying to like befriend him and he's like very against it because he's like, I just want you out. And she said, well, I can't force my dad to leave. So it's like her trying to get on his good side by like hearing him out and stuff. And so basically as like they open up, get closer, like he starts kind of looking more human until eventually like his eyes come back or whatever. And then it's like he's almost turning human to the point where she can touch him now and like and stuff like that. And then all of a sudden she wakes up and it was all a dream.
Oh my god.
I know that's the end. And no, I know it sounds annoying, but like it ended really well. Like I really enjoyed how it ended because it like basically the way the writer did it was the last chapter, the first time she met him, the first time she kind of sensed him was that she was sleeping and he was standing over her and woke her up. Right?
Yeah.
And so that's exactly how it ends, where like she wakes up from the dream and she can sense that something's watching her, but she doesn't know what it is. And she was like, oh, it's just a dream. And like, it's not. I don't know. But I thought it was really cool. It was really interesting.
Talking about good fanfics, one of the best ones.
Which one?
The ones that end on a cliffhanger and haven't been updated since 2012.
Those are, okay. I feel like a lot of people are against like fanfics ending like in a, like not by like not like getting like what's it called discontinued, but like they end generally in a cliffhanger. I feel like so many people hate that, and I'm like, why? I think it's so cool.
No,
like I get it. You don't get. It's just like I don't know. I like leaving the
like when people leave like open interpretations for like an ending. Like those are nice. Like those are kind of cool. But also there are times where I wish I could, like, scream at them and strangle them.
See, I get that.
Like I am not, my imagination cannot go that far. You need to tell me exactly how it ends.
I get it. I don't know. I just think they're cool. I like, personally, I really, like, it was, like, a very big mind fuck how that ended. But I also was, like, I was satisfied because I was, like, oh, this is cool because it kind of left off where it's, like, she saw something when she woke up. And so it's like he does exist, and basically what it suggests is that he was fucking with her head, and that he's real. So that suggests that their relationship, like they'll eventually like go through that because he's real, he exists. So I don't know, but I was just it was insane. It was really good fanfic. I just love like haunted books, even though I don't read a lot.
Talking about, I mean, like scary stuff. I love horror movies. But I refuse to watch the Saw movies.
I refuse to watch any horror movie.
I love Saw movies.
No, you can disappear. Saw is absolutely insane. I can't do it. I think the main reason, I mean, with any horror movie, this could be said. I mean, let's be honest. But the main reason why I can't do Saw is like in my mind, for me personally, I could literally be like, this could be happening to someone right now. Yikes. Like this, this could be real. That's why I can't watch Saw. I'm like, okay, this could literally be happening to someone right now.
But could it be real though, babe? Like, deep down, could it be real?
To me, in my mind, yes, it could. It very much could.
That's valid. That's like, I like the Saw movies because they're not scary at all. They're just like gory.
No. I hate gore.
Yeah, I don't mind gore. I would much rather like watch Saw than watch like something about ghosts. I find it a lot easier to like handle.
Like Paranormal Activity.
That's shit. I find Paranormal. Like,
I find it, I know it's hilarious. I find it funny.
Yeah, I've never watched that.
Paranormal Activity. You don't need to. It's trash. Don't even bother.
It's absolute trash, scene, like, but it's funny.
Of her getting dragged out of bed. That's the only thing I've ever seen.
I don't know. There are a few films that really shook me up. Hereditary was crazy.
I haven't watched that, and I kind of refuse to watch it. Because every person I've talked to about has said that it has fucked them up.
The age rating was 15. The age rating was a 15, and my friend and I went to see it when we were 15. I think it should have been an 18. It messed me up. So,
no.
Like, there were so many elements of that that were just, I don't think, were suitable for, like, 15-year-olds. First of all, Miss Thing's head getting absolutely obliterated by a lamppost. Her head, she got decapitated.
Yikes.
I know. I know. It was so traumatic.
No, thanks. I know my sister, like, because you know how when you're young, you're really stupid? So when she was, like, in fifth grade, she was, like, 11 or 12. Her friends, like, on a free day, they decided to all just, like, get together in the back of the room and watch Annabelle. So she was traumatized for, like, 3 weeks and refused to sleep with the light off.
I don't find Annabelle and Chucky, those are, like, the two, like, big, like, doll horror movies, right?
Yeah.
I don't find those scary. I find Chucky absolutely hilarious. It's a comedy. Okay, let's get that. It's a comedy. It's not a scary movie. Yeah. It's not a horror movie.
It is now.
But it's not.
Fun fact, when I was a child, like maybe 7, 8, or 9, something like that, I had confused night terrors about Chucky. Not even like, Dre, you know how you said Miss Man would throw fits because she didn't want to go in the shower?
Yeah.
I would do that every single night because of this doll. It literally caused me trauma. I would have dreams where this doll was saying my name, like, dead ass. It was traumatic. But then I watched it, like, 3 years later, and I found it hilarious. But I was terrified of him. He is scary to, like, a 7-year-old.
I mean, yeah, to, like, people who still play with dolls. Sure.
Who doesn't play with dolls?
That's what I'm saying. It's scary to them.
Oh my god. I'm losing it. I'm sorry. It's late.
To them, like, yeah, it'd be absolutely terrifying. I would piss myself. But right now in the present, it's funny.
He is
like,
funny.
Isn't like in the original, like Charlie's Play, like Child's Play. Like
Charlie's Play.
Charlie's Play, yeah. Child's Play, like the very first one, like the original, didn't like the kids like babysitter or whatever, or was it his mom? I think it was the babysitter. Didn't she get like thrown out the window?
Yikes.
That scene is absolutely hilarious.
It's funny.
I'll read synopsis and like summaries and like on Wikipedia of like the scary movies, but I won't watch them.
Like, you should watch a horror movie.
What's it called? Like, I remember looking up when the trailer came out for Pet Cemetery.
Oh what? My god.
It's like a Stephen King novel where basically it's like the cemetery that's like.
Stephen King, my love.
Isn't that what his name is?
That is Stephen King.
Whatever. I don't pay enough attention to him.
Casey, did you know that was Stephen King?
I mean, it was spelled Stephen, so I say Stephen.
No. That is spelled Stephen, beloved.
Miss, I know you're not coming for my ass when you literally didn't know what the fuck Pangea was. So,
first of all, do you know what's hilarious? You always bring up Pangea.
It's the funniest thing. Pangea is something that's not taught worldwide,
but what is
just the fact that wherever you went did not teach you the basic necessities of how the world was fucking created says a lot about you.
I told you that they taught me about Pangea, but I didn't know it was called Pangea. I just thought, I didn't know what it was called.
How do you not know it's called Pangea?
They didn't teach you the name. They just said,
I bet there are things that I know that you don't know. Mass.
You don't need to know the name. Like don't worry about it. You'll never need it.
I thought it was Stephen
because it was spelled Stephen.
It's not spelled Stephen, it's spelled Stephen.
Really? Isn't it at CPH?
Yeah, that's Stephen.
No, because I bet people who spell it and they say Stephen.
I think they should be shot. I don't mean that. That was a joke.
It is what it is. So it was like the
thing if your name is Steven and you pronounce it Stefan, I think you should be guillotined. Anywho, continue.
Well, I think you're sexy and you should disregard anything Paige says. You
can't. No, the name.
What if they're an absolute mole rat though?
That's okay though. Like I support ugly lives. I support that. Anyway, so like I don't know, but it was freaky because even just reading the summary scared the hell out of me. Like the fucking demented baby, the fuck. Like I don't know, it was just basically I think if I remember because it was a while ago, it was like basically the cemetery was built over like a burial ground, right? And it basically it was enchanted where it was like anyone you buried there would come back to life. But the thing is, they wouldn't really come back to life at themselves. It was like a demon possessing their body instead.
Yeah.
So I don't know, but basically they buried like their pet got hit by a car, I think. And then they buried it there. Even after the locals had told them, do not bury that there. But they did it. And then the pet came back and it was like a rabid demon cat instead. And it like killed their like 2-year-old son. And like morons, they buried the son there too because of their grief or whatever.
And then he came back.
Yeah, the kid came back as a fucking demon and basically just killed the family members. And it was like, it was basically a game of like killing one off, burying it. And then like, because eventually when the kid killed off one of the parent basically helped kill one and then they would drag the body to the cemetery just to make like an army, I guess. And after the entire... Or it's
like, we're back together again.
Yeah, and after the entire family was dead, they basically set out to do it to the rest of the town.
Honestly, and it's like, I'm just going to say this. If you're moving somewhere and the locals tell you not to do something,
don't fuck with
maybe
that.
Listen.
I know.
You know, maybe take their advice.
It's like, it was like, it happened once. And after that, they were like, it was like an agreement to never touch that area ever again.
And then these new people come in and try to la da 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 da. Like, girl.
This so. Dumb. Literally. Oh my god. But that was terrifying. Just reading about it. Just like the 2-year-old. Like a 2-year-old murdering his parent. Can you imagine that?
I can, and it's actually kind of funny. Am I a bad person for saying
that? Yeah, you kind of are.
I mean, 2-year-olds are so tiny and small. And grown-ups, you know, they can easily overpower a child. So it's just hilarious. The dynamic. It's funny to think about, but watching it happen was absolutely terrifying. So, that's that. Oh, and then another movie that I like. I wouldn't consider it a horror movie. I don't know if you guys have watched it, but it's a series actually. But like House of 1,000 Corpses and like Devil's Rejects.
Never heard of it. What is it?
Oh my god, I was actually about to watch this earlier today. But House of 1,000 Corpses, it's like a Rob Zombie movie.
Mm.
Do you know who that is?
Nope.
He's a like director. But anyway, I can read you like the little synopsis off the back of the thing. It says, 2 young couples take a misguided tour onto the back roads of America in search for a local legend known as Dr. Satan. Lost and stranded, they're set upon a bizarre family of psychopaths. Murder, cannibalism, and satanic rituals are just a few of the 1,000+ horrors that await. It's like, but it's basically about this whole family. The only clown that I'm, and she's gone again. Oh my god.
Yeah, she just texted me. She was like, I need to go to bed in like 10 minutes because she has work tomorrow.
Okay. But like the only clown that's like I'm not scared of is in that movie, and it's absolutely hilarious. Captain Spaulding. Love him. That's his name. But I think everyone should watch House of 1,000 Corpses.
Did you ever watch what is it called? The Haunting of Hill, is that
what yes! is it? The Haunting of Bly Manor.
Yeah, I never watched it.
The Haunting of Bly Manor.
It seemed terrifying.
I've seen like clips of it.
Yeah, me too.
The Haunting of Hill House wasn't scary. Okay, it wasn't scary. It was more emotional than it was like jump scary. It was really good. It was really psychological. It was just basically about this family, and then you know the house was like a force within of itself. and it was just trying to destroy them, basically. What's really cool, though, is that there was this room in the house called the Red Room, and, like, it was just this room that was, like, locked with, like, a big red door, and nobody could get into this door, and nobody had been able to for, like, decades. But it turned out that they all had actually had been in the Red Room, but it was different for every single person. Like,
oh,
they,
God.
Like there was, because there was two twins, yeah, because they've been twins, and then three siblings, and each of them had, like, a special thing. Like, the youngest twin, the Red Room for him was a tree house. Another twin, it was, like, a playroom. For the mom, it was, like, a library. And, like, this Red Room transformed into whatever these people needed it to be. And essentially, while they were in there, it was, like, draining their energy and stuff.
Oh, wow.
It was very good. Very good series. Sad, though.
Mm-hmm.
Do they all die?
Huh?
Do they all die?
Do they die?
Okay. The mom's dead. Let's jot that down. She died when the kid was young. But one of the twins dies. They've got this really weird thing going on because twins have this thing where they can, like, feel each other's emotions. And the boy twin, his name is Luke, he is a drug addict. And now she has mental health issues. So she takes drugs, like medicinal drugs, to help herself feel better. But Luke is trying to, like, stay off drugs. So when she takes him, he can feel it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, stuff like that. And how did she die? Oh, this is sad. Her husband, oh God, this is wild. She, since she was a baby, since she was six, she's been seeing this, like, demon called the Bent Neck Lady. First of all, oh, traumatizing. I know, that's the kind of stuff I hate.
That name?
Yeah, bent I know. Neck bent Neck Lady? I know. Why? But she would see this, like, Bent Neck Lady all the time. Because it shows you from when the kids are younger. Like, it starts up with the younger, and then it goes, like, flashback to when they're older, and then, you know, switches. And she sees this woman all the time. And one time, when Nell gets older, she still sees this bent neck lady occasionally. And she also has sleep paralysis. And she's married, actually, to a doctor that specializes in sleep. And one night, she's, like, in bed, and she gets sleep paralysis. And he wakes up, and he calms her down and stuff. And he gets out of bed to get her some water or something, I think. And he just dies. He just croaks. He literally croaks in the middle of the bedroom floor while she's in sleep paralysis.
Oh my God.
So she can't move or anything. And she's like, Jesus Christ. And then obviously that's traumatic for her. And then after he dies, she starts seeing the bent neck lady more. And oh God, this is traumatizing. And she, for some reason, gets the urge to go back to the Hill House because nobody's been there for years because everyone's like, it's haunted. So she goes back and then it's almost like the house was luring her in. And when oh she God. Walks into the house, I know. She walks into the house and she sees all of her siblings there and everyone's dressed up really lovely. It looks like a really beautiful house. It looks great. And her husband is there, even though he's dead. Like, but everyone, it looks perfect. Like, it looks like a wedding or something. And then she starts dancing with her husband and, like, going up the stairs and stuff. Oh but then it, God. Like, and the house is all beautiful. And then it cuts back to what is actually happening. And, you know, the house is cold and dark and there's nobody there. She's just on her own. But, like, the house is making her think that she's with people. And at the end, she gets to the top of, like, a balcony. And her dead mom, her dead mother, puts this locket on her. But in reality, it's not a locket. It's, a noose. And then she hangs herself. That's how she dies. But, no, I know. So, like, in her, like, dream thing, her mom is putting on her locket. But in reality, she's like, it's a rope. But that's not the plot twist. The plot twist. And this is only one of the characters. The plot twist is that as Nell hangs herself, we see like flashbacks of all the times that Nell has been scared by the bent neck lady. And then it cuts to Nell when she's about, hold on. And it cuts back to Nell when she's about six and she's lying on the sofa and she is, I think she's having sleep paralysis and she's lying on her back and above her, she can see like hair and this bent neck lady is hovering over her. And it cuts to the bent neck lady, and the bent neck lady is Nell.
Oh my God!
So was it like a kind of like a foreshadowing thing of her like her death?
She had been seeing her own dead corpse, and it had been haunting her since she was a child.
No.
And that's literally just one of the storylines. So then that's how she dies. She dies, like, this backstory gets explained, like, near the end, but she dies, like, two episodes in.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
It's, I know. Sorry, I could talk. I'm rambling, but it's so good. It's so good.
I need to watch it.
Yeah. They all have different plot lines. My second favorite is probably Luke. That's the twin. He's a drug addict, and he's really got some issues. But there's this really sad thing. You know how the twins can, like, they can feel each other's emotions?
Yeah.
When Nell died, because nobody knew that she died, straight away. She died at, like, 3 a.m, and it showed this, like, scene of every one of the siblings. They were all asleep, and they all got woken up by this feeling around their neck.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And Luke, I know, and then Luke, that day, because he was in rehab, he escaped rehab, because he just, I don't know why. And he started feeling his bones, like, getting stiff. And it was confirmed, I think, by, like, producers that the reason he felt so stiff is because Nell was dead and rigor mortis was setting in and he could feel it.
Oh, God.
I know. You should watch it. It's so good.
Oh, my God.
Did I sell it to you?
I'm going to yak. Like, it sounds good. I'd seen the clips of her being the Ben Nicklady, and then I'd seen, like, the clips of her dancing with, like, her husband. And I kind of
it's so good. It's better than The Haunting of Bly Manor. That one wasn't good at all, if I'm honest.
I didn't watch that one.
What's strange really to me is that they use the same cast.
But now I'm terrified.
They use the same cast, and I don't understand why they would do that.
Oh, it's kind of like an American Horror Story where they have the same cast across different seasons.
Yeah, but it's confusing because American Horror Story, they all look different and they can all act in a different way. These people, I guess, are getting which series I was watching. But yeah, it's good. You should watch it. It will like make you cry, though.
I'm prepared. That's I'm ready.
Good. That's you. Drea's not going to watch it. She's too
wimpy. No, I'm too scared. I'm not. Ugh. No thanks.
It's not scary, though. I know I just said, like, she got haunted by, like, a demon.
You literally said a sleep paralysis demon, but it's not scary.
No, it's not, though, because the thing is, that's, like...
You literally said a little girl was getting haunted by her own corpse, but it's not terrifying.
Yeah, I will say, that plot twist was crazy. Like, can you imagine, this whole time you've been thinking, who is this chick, and, like, it's her the whole time. It's insane. So sad. I know, and it doesn't actually tell you whether or not she knows it's her, if that makes sense.
Oh,
because the thing is, she got randomly jump scared by this bent neck lady. Like, she'd be just chilling, and then this bitch would just pop out from the ceiling. And when we saw her, it was like we couldn't see her face, but it didn't say whether Nell or not could see her face. So if she knew it was her, that's dramatic.
Can you imagine, though?
I know
you've been haunted, like, by this thing for forever, and then it turns out to be you've been haunting yourself.
I will say, the moment when it was, like, revealed that Nell is the bent neck lady, like, top three horror movie, like, horror, like, thing moments of all time. Because it does this thing where, like, because obviously she hung herself, and then, like, this is, like, graphic. She, like, dropped, and it would, like, drop the scenes in differently. So it would, like,
I remember seeing that in, like, Like, I watched the behind-the-scenes, like, making of horror movies thing, and it was, like, when each scene, it was, like, different floors and stuff.
Yeah, okay, do you get what I'm saying, though? So, like, she would drop, and then it would, you know, every time it would switch, she would go down, it would go to, like, a different setting, and those are all the times that she jumped scared, like, Nell, and then at the end, it's, like, her hovering over her, like, six-year-old body, and then she, like, screams in her face. Insanity.
Oh, God.
Is this gonna scare people? Because I'm scared. Yes.
That's traumatic. Hello?
I don't think it is.
What?
I'm enjoying this.
I'm terrified.
I'm enjoying it. I'm also terrified, though.
I mean, when I was, like, talking about those Wendigo walker thingies or whatever, that was terrifying.
I almost fucked out. That was so scary.
I find this more scary than that.
And that was, what, 20 minutes in?
I find it more scary because it's, like, this is different. This is, like, hello. It's, like, inside your house. This is something you're doing to yourself.
Yeah. Can I just talk more about The Haunting of Hill House? I've started that.
Yeah.
It's just so good. And as I said, everybody has, like, their own individual plot line. And it's just so Good. Who else? What else happened? Oh, there's the older sister. Her name is Shirley. Her name is Shirley. There we go. Let's
Shirley, that's such an 80-year-old with
I know, like, white hair name. She can't help it, though.
It's not her fault.
She is. Everybody's like haunted by something, and she's haunted by the fact that she had an affair on her husband, like years and years ago. But she's like always arguing with him. Like, what was it? Oh God! She caught him, her husband, in a closet in a compromising situation with her sister. Like, they were maybe hooking up, even if they, I don't, well, they weren't, but she thought they were. And then she was having, reoccurring dreams of her, like, cheating on her husband with this man. It's, like, emotional trauma.
It sounds like it.
It's very sad. And there's only one person that's not really affected, and that's Steve. And he's never seen a ghost. He is, like, a, what's it called, skeptic?
Yeah.
He's a complete skeptic, but he's actually the one that wrote the book called The Haunting of Hill House, and he basically sold it and made a lot of money off of everyone else's stories. It's family drama. The girls are fighting.
The girls are fighting.
They are. Drea, did you die?
No, I'm just kidding.
Okay. So silent for so long. Should I ask my question now, or do you want to keep going?
I mean, didn't you say you had to go to bed because you have work tomorrow?
I do, but, like, I can leave it. I can wait a bit more.
Okay.
Okay, hold on. Let me get it.
I'm going to make lasagna.
As you should.
Every time someone mentions lasagna, I think of that meme where it's a person going, I made lasagna, and then it's, like, a picture of the lasagna on the floor, and he's like,
it falls.
My lasagna!
I love it so much.
Okay. So, for the podcast, what are your weirdest coincidences? Like, you thought of something and it's happened, or you predicted, called something accidentally, and it came true. Can I just preface this with the fact that I've told Dre this many a time. I do think I've liked it. So just note that.
You go first, because I can't think of any.
Oh my God, what is that noise?
Oh, it's tinfoil.
Oh, okay. Together, Connor.
And my mom in the background. Okay.
Okay, Paige.
Hello.
Hello, Paige.
Half and half.
I think she cut out.
I'm here, though.
Okay, well, are you going to go, Ms. Psychic?
Wait, can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, my God, then what gives?
You cut out for, like, a solid, like, maybe 5 seconds.
Hate that. Anywho, weirdest coincidences. I predicted things that are like low key morbid. Dre, I've told you, it's like indirectly predicting like a death, which wasn't fun. Weirdest coincidence. I have those things all the time. Like, I don't know. I can't like. Dre, did I tell you about the? I told you about the predicting the death thing I did, right?
With the what?
The predicting like the death thing.
I don't think I remember.
Oh my, it's nice to know that you like listen to what I say when I say it. It's fantastic. But like, I indirectly predicted a death. Maybe not in like the way that one would think. I thought that something bad was gonna happen, and I knew something bad was gonna happen. I didn't quite know it was the death, but it was. And I have things like that all the time.
That's literally happened to me though, and I haven't gotten over it. Like, predicting things, it's like, it's more of like a gut feeling, you know? You're like, oh, something's gonna happen, you know? Hello?
Yes. Sorry, I'm waiting for Paige to tell her story.
Paige, are you there?
She cut out again, didn't she? Oh my God. Wait, it's so valid to know that every problem we've had on this podcast comes from her.
Oh, God.
It comes from her stupid Android phone. As you're out there, I have a strong hatred for the Android community. So, fuck y'all.
Oh my god.
Disrespectfully.
That's so rude.
Yes. Anyways, are you gonna go? Oh, Paige just texted me. So, can you hear me? Yeah, hello.
Yeah, I don't know. Hello. I don't know what's going on.
So you're the one cutting out. It's your phone. Oh my god, this is hilarious.
Okay. I mean, there's not much I can do about it.
It's the validation of knowing I was never the problem.
Mm.
Sexy. Very sexy. I mean, I knew, but it's nice to be validated.
Mm-hmm.
So it was never even the app. It was just Paige. Oh my god. It's okay, Paige. I still love you. Despite your trashy ass phone.
God.
They should cut out again. Anyways, I don't think we will be able to continue then if Paige keeps cutting out.
I'm here.
Okay, then are you going to tell your story, Miss Ma'am?
There's no point because every time I try, it cuts off like 6 times. It's not that deep. Anyway, oh my god, my phone just buzzed. No, thank you. I think I keep cutting out.
So you're just going to tell the girlies you predicted a death and then dip?
Yeah, it was an indirect death. I was going on holiday and I thought that something really bad was going to happen. I thought there was going to be some kind of...
Oh, I remember this now.
Oh, so now you remember. Wow, yeah. That's nice. That's fantastic. I thought there was going to be some kind of altercation, some kind of ruckus, some kind of argument. I felt it in my soul. I was like, something is happening. I can feel it in the air. And from the second I got on my holiday, I couldn't relax or do anything. I was completely on edge, more so than I usually am. It was a different type of anxiety. It was like I was waiting for something. And then like 3 days in, a close family member croaked all of a sudden. And I was like, maybe that was the thing. And the second it happened, the feeling of waiting for, you know, impending doom went away. Could just be, you know, a random coincidence, but wild nonetheless.
That's absolutely insane.
I know. I think I've got something wrong with me. Like, I genuinely think I've got some kind of psychic ability.
Like, I don't know. Maybe it was just my depression kicking in. But, like, I was feeling, like, absolutely, like, horrible. Like, I didn't want to, like, do anything. I was actually kind of scared to do anything. And, like, the next week or so, all the Black Lives Matter, like riots and like stuff happening with like people like dying left and right. And then you know, a month after that happened, my grandfather passed away. And then a week later, one of my friends got in a car crash and he passed away. So it was very like that Lisa Simpson meme, like, oh, at the God. Table. Very much that. Very much what the hell.
Yeah, I genuinely think that people, like, as a whole, have a gut instinct for these types of things.
Absolutely.
Did I cut out again?
No, you're fine.
No, you're good.
Okay.
Insane.
Yeah, I just think people are very good at, like, picking up when something bad's gonna happen. Which I find kind of, there's something so odd about that. I want to know if there's, like, studies on it, because what isn't it think about the fact that when something is going to happen, good or bad, you, even though you're disconnected from that scenario, you get a feeling in your body separate to the thing that's happening about how that's going to go. Isn't that weird?
Yeah,
like what how does that make any sense?
It doesn't, but that's life.
I think that's so insane. And like, but also just like really interesting and cool.
It is interesting. It's, and oh my god, I can't speak. It is interesting and cool. It's scary though.
Yeah,
like there's just something so strange. Like if you think, okay, like set the scene, there's like, I don't know, Lily, 24, and she's like, I don't know, in like a week something really really bad's gonna happen, and she feels it. Like what picks that up? Am I making sense? Like, how do you know? Like, how do you know?
Honestly. Your body, like, is just, it I like...
Maybe it's just the energy's off.
But then how do you pick that up? Like, how do you know?
Maybe it's just wired into, like, I don't know, like, I feel like...
From way back in the day, you know?
I
having to always be on alert.
It's the cavemen. Ancestors. It's the ancestors alerting you.
Sure. It is. It is, though.
But I don't know. I feel like I have, like, a belief where, like, I feel like everything, but this is a very general belief. I feel like a lot of people agree to this, where, like, everything in the universe is connected, at, like, somehow or some way. Like, yes. It's, like, it's all intertwined. So it's, like, when something, when you pull a thread somewhere, something else or somebody else is going to feel it or, like, get an impact from it. So I don't know. It's weird. I don't know how to explain it. But I think it's so, to me, it's so comforting for some reason that everything's connected, in my opinion.
I feel comforted by that, too, but also in the same way, butterfly effect.
Hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, the whole, like, a butterfly could, like, flap its wings at, like, I don't know, the wrong time, and a hurricane could happen. Mm-hmm. Or, like, a pandemic.
Oh my God.
Has any of you ever heard of the video game Life is Strange?
The what?
Yes, I've heard of it. I haven't played it. I played the game Until Dawn, which is very much butterfly effect. It's like every decision you make leads to a different path, and it could cause one of your characters to die.
So, like Bandersnatch?
I have no clue what that is.
Do you guys don't remember Bandersnatch? Are you joking? It was it was the Netflix. It was a Black Mirror movie, and basically, it's an interacting thing where you play the main character and you pick what happens, and different things have different endings. And it's literally, you know, the main character is played by Finn. The guy who did Dunkirk with Harry? How did you miss this? This was like a huge thing back in 2019? I remember like it was so big. Everyone was discussing all of the different outcomes and stuff. And it's like making memes about it, where it's like when you pick the wrong thing and now this guy is jumping off a cliff for no reason. And it's like, and the dude with the weird eyebrows. You know, the dude with the weird eyebrows from, like, Narnia and, like, Maze Runner? He's in there. And, I don't know. It's just, anyways, as I was saying, and, like, my friends and I, we rented out, like, a study room at school and just spent, like, 3 hours playing this movie, picking different things. And it was funny because this is the first time I realized how psychotic some of my friends are. It was, like, it'd be, like, do this or kill this person. And my friend Jacob in the back, like, kill him! Do it. And it's like, sir.
That's literally okay.
This is a Chili's parking lot. Calm down.
I was playing Until Dawn, like with one of my friends. And have you played that game?
No.
Throughout oh my God, you need to play it. It's a good video game. But anyway. But there's this one option. I'm just gonna spoil it for you now. In the end, it all turns out to be like a fucking game, like a mind game, mm-hmm. played by the brother, because this group of friends, they're in like the mountains, like at a cabin. Ooh. But they're like in the cabin, and the group of friends, like, they play a prank on the two sisters, Hannah and what's her name? I don't know. I just know one of the sisters' name is Hannah, because, like, I know that because, like, she's basically, like, the most important one. But they play prank on her, and then, like, her and her sister, they go running into the fucking forest, like, white girls. And they end up, like, a series of events happens, and they end up dying, like, falling off a cliff and, like, dying.
Morons.
And so the brother, he invites that, like, all the friends back, like, a year later. To, like, play this huge, like, prank on them and, like, put fear in them and be like, this is how my sisters felt. Like, you need to feel this. But he takes it way too far.
Hmm.
And there's this one option where he's, like, he tricks one of his friends, Chris. He kidnaps Chris's crush, Ashley.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, has her, like, tied up or whatever. And then he acts like he kidnapped himself and has him tied up next to Ashley.
Ooh.
And then he's like, Chris, you have to make a decision. Who's it going to be? Is it going to be, Ashley or, your friend. And like, keep in mind, Ashley is the girl that Chris is in love with. Like, mm-hmm. he loves her deeply. And I forget, oh my God, I forget the brother's name. And then like the brother is like Chris's best friend. Like they've been friends since like elementary. Like they're Damn. Like the best of buds. And like you get a choice, like who are like you can only save one. Who are you gonna save?
That's one hell and of a best friend.
I know, but like the thing is, if you save Ashley, you're not really killing anyone because the brother, he like set it all up to where it looks like he was killed, but he wasn't really. But if you kill, but if you choose to save the friend,
then Ashley then actually dies.
Yeah. It's very.
Oh, and that's like a whole, whoa, okay. Because isn't that fucked up? Because it's like, if he chooses to save the friend, right? It's like he's responsible for her dying. So it's like, even when he gets what he wants by his friend picking him, he still kills the girl.
Yep.
That's fucked up. That's fucked up.
I know. And like the dude, he only like faked, he would only be faking his death. He didn't set anything up to like fake Ashley's. So like she would have actually died. So like him being like, I'll fake my death is him basically saying, or him putting faith in the fact that Chris is going to choose to save Ashley.
Yikes.
So like imagine if you as the gamer, you're thinking like loyalty, you know, bros before hoes.
Yeah.
If like, cause not gonna lie, the first time I played it, I killed Ashley. Mm. Gonna put that out there right now. Damn. I was like, you know, well, we've known him longer. Mm. She like this crush could go away. We could end up hating each other. She could cheat on me.
Mm.
You know, I was being very logical, and I killed her. Like for real, for real. But it's a good game. I think everyone should play it. But also use critical thinking. Because your decisions affect your outcome. There are like multiple outcomes. Either everyone can die or everyone can be saved. But yeah, it's nice. Did Paige just like dip for the night?
Yeah, Paige said she's having the problem again where it's saying, we're having trouble connecting. So she was like, just go on without me because... And I mean, we're getting towards the end of it anyways.
Yeah.
Okay, so she sent me one ask that she got for the podcast. That was awesome. It said, if you haven't recorded the podcast, what songs do you low-key enjoy listening to but would never admit to it? The entire Hamilton soundtrack.
Girl, oh I was God. Just about to say the entire Mamma Mia soundtrack.
I literally, like, I spent the entire of quarantine memorizing, like, my favorite song. And I'm not even sorry about it. They slap. Like, I'm, like, they're in the good. Like, what can I tell you?
Like, literally, I can't. If I were to ever be in a car ride with anyone, do not pass me the aux.
Okay? I like
don't let me play music. Want to know why? Because we will be bumping to Harry Styles. Okay, we'll be bumping to Miss Megan Thee Stallion, Doja the Cat.
But those are
good. And then all of a sudden, High School Musical starts playing.
Goodbye. True. Like whenever my dad passes me the aux, I literally sit there and start sweating, and I queue up all of the acceptable songs.
Literally. I will literally sit on my like phone, like with my playlist, and I'll be like, okay, we can listen to this. This won't cause me to die of embarrassment. Yeah. This one's good.
This is socially acceptable. This is socially acceptable. This is socially acceptable.
Like literally in all my like songs, like Mamma Mia is in here, like the entire soundtrack.
I'm just like, yelling. Okay, well.
High School Musical. It's honestly, I can't be handed the aux. Don't do it. I'll die.
It's dangerous. And now it's the one song dangerous. I've been listening to a lot is like it's Blackout from In the Heights.
Mm. I watched the one song I've been listening to is Ain't Shit by Doja Cat. Mm-hmm. Have you listened to Planet Her?
Not yet. And I remember you told me to like listen to Naked and I forgot. And I keep, like, I liked it and I have it in there to remember, but I keep forgetting.
You need to listen to the whole album.
I just know that Ain't Shit is the one that everyone was like rioting, waiting for.
Yes. But you need to listen. Okay. The three songs that are like absolute must, even if you don't listen to the rest of the album, absolute must listen to these. Woman, Naked, and Ain't Shit.
Okay.
Write them down. I will be checking in on you.
Okay.
Well, I think we should close off because this is 86 minutes. That's like, what, almost an hour and a half. And the other one is also more than an hour. It's like 71 minutes. It's like an hour and 11 minutes. So these will be two separate ones. I'm not combining them. They're too long.
No.
But I guess this is funny because usually it's like we do topics like controversial stuff. But now it's like we just talked about horror stuff, which is also interesting. So that's good.
We rambled about paranormal.
I mean, you get good content. And it's like, I feel like I should start listening to like paranormal podcasts now, because I really do enjoy, like, one of my favorite YouTubers is Lowy Lane, and most of the stuff she does is, like, she just researches urban legends and, like, paranormal stuff and retells them, and it's, like...
I love that.
It's really cool. It's really fun. So I think I will start listening to podcasts now, because
I was always, like, I can't see their face.
Yeah.
Like, I can't see what they're taught. Like, it's just weird, but, like...
But yeah, I could listen to the like podcast about supernatural stuff, like definitely. Honestly, which is funny,
especially if I'm at work.
It took me making a podcast to be able to like accept listening to podcasts.
Accept podcasts.
You're okay. So, I guess this is the official goodbye. Thank you, Miss Casey, for guest starring.
Of course,
I love having time. You. I'll probably invite you on again, so we can continue to bully Paige together.
Yes. Or you can scream at her and I'll instigate.
Please. I love it because it's like when in the beginning when we were just yelling at each other, I just heard you in the back going like, ooh. Like, and then
are you going to let her talk to you like that?
Even in the group chat, oh my God, when Paige made the joke where she was like, she said, what do you know about moisturizer? And I was like, because I had told her, I was like, my face is really oily, so I just wash it and I never moisturize, but I should start. Because I know it's my face is oily because I don't moisturize. But even when I put it on, it's still it's more oily, and it's in terms of like you have to let your skin get used to it. And I know that now, so I'm doing better. But when she said it, I was yelling, and then you were like, Andrea, are you gonna let her talk to you like that? And then I made the joke where it was like, you might want to stop before your white side flares up, and you end up looking like a premature mummy. Oh my God. That was good. Hold on. I was like, you're gonna love curdle. It. You're gonna curdle like milk. Shut up, bitch. Like
I don't know. I love being the instigator because then I'm also seen as like I'm not the one who started the fight, but I'm also not really contributing to it.
You were literally the ref. You were just like, it's like I imagine me and Paige yelling at each other and you just like whipping your head from side to side watching.
That's literally what I do.
Oh, it's so funny. Okay, well, yes, thank you for coming on. Thank you for contributing to this lovely doc. I said doc. She's starting to lose all sense of speech.
Okay, someone just entered my home.
Yeah, I figured. So, thank you so much for coming on. And thank you to everyone for listening.
Thank you.
Bye. Kisses.
Adios.